Proclamation number 4557 of 4th of February, 1949. Purification, fire in the end time, suffering and misery. You will be tested enough and have to go through purification fires, yet it is only for the salvation of your souls, which have already become too lukewarm to do active work on their own in order to develop upwards. The weakness of the will becomes more and more evident the closer the end is, and therefore the will has to be stimulated into utmost development, which can only happen through suffering and affliction if the human being does not decide to live a life of love by himself, and thereby all too much suffering can be avoided. The fire of love purifies the soul in no time, and therefore you humans are offered much opportunity to practice love for your neighbor, for hardship will require help in every way. If only you humans look around you, your will can be stimulated into serving neighborly love. And you will truly receive the greatest blessing from it, for at the same time the suffering which is imposed on you for the purpose of maturing the soul will be reduced. Always ask for strength and reinforcement of will, ask for grace, i.e., help from above in every spiritual and earthly adversity. Give everything you can spare to your suffering neighbor and don't be afraid to get into trouble yourselves as a result. Always share out what you receive yourselves and thereby help alleviate hardship when the great adversity has set in, which is inevitable for you humans because you are close to the end. And you will mature yourselves and also awaken love in your fellow human beings, which will now also promote their maturity of soul. You cannot be left without suffering as long as the will to love has not yet become active in you. But if you yourselves feel that hardship oppresses you, you will also have compassion for your neighbor's hardship and intervene to help if you are of good will. And therefore don't grumble and complain about suffering, but know that it is an opportunity for you to mature and at the same time an incentive for loving activity, and that the end time necessitates such, and that all events find their explanation in the end time. Yet if you request strength from above, if you humbly carry what is imposed on you, you will also overcome the great adversity and only ever derive benefit for your soul from it. One day you will bless the adversity which made you mature for eternity. Amen.